The I'd invite Stephen Chang and Leah Rose Goodwin and Jake Chatters to join us up front to walk us through a spreadsheet that was sent to you yesterday. I apologize on this next agenda item for the late distribution of materials. I had asked Leah and Stephen to run this spreadsheet probably on Monday, unfortunately, so I apologize that this came out to you late in the day yesterday. And really, this was an oversight of mine after our last meeting. This body voted to approve certain adjustments to the WAFA model, which would benefit smaller courts, including the three-year average of the BLS, a 50 FTE allotment, and a funding floor. And I think we probably all knew those were intended to assist the small courts and then to fold them into the WAFA model beginning next year. But I went back to our report that we sent to the council last April and what the council approved and adopted, and they approved our recommendation that any recommendations to include Cluster 1 courts in WAFA will be evaluated by the budget, then the Budget Working Group, now the Budget Advisory Committee, and submitted to the Judicial Council for approval. So it looks as if we do need an affirmation that that would be our recommendation to include Cluster 1 courts in the WAFA model beginning next year. And Jake and Stephen and Leah are going to talk about that a little bit and walk us through the new spreadsheet that we got. Thank you.
Good morning. So I was going to say roughly what Judge Earl just said, which was that as an oversight, sort of assumed that that was part of a recommendation, but didn't do the detail work to see that we actually needed to make an affirmative motion saying, yes, this would then include the Cluster 1 courts in the model. So there isn't much more to say on that specific topic, unless there's questions about that element of it. It seems to me, sort of my perspective, is it's cleanup. We should have included that in the initial motions, and we didn't. So the question is really whether we're now saying, yes, Cluster 1 courts would be included in the full application of the WAFA model, including any reallocation of historic funding.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Second by Sean. Any discussion on that, Mike?
So is this chart that we got last night, is it any different than what we looked at a couple weeks ago? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to walk through the chart first?
No,
okay.
Well, I think we're going to walk up through it in just a second. I thought we could take care of this piece, and then Stephen and Lee can explain.
Well, the chart now, as I understand it, includes the decisions we made relative to the WAFM, the base floor funding, and so forth. And so there would be some readjustments, and that's what I believe is in the chart, right?
Yes. It incorporates the action we took at the last meeting to those adjustments.
Right. So this chart was none of the scenarios that we
Yeah, right. 2 weeks ago, right. It was just the $100 million without, since that hadn't been approved yet, and we weren't running that scenario. And
any further discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
Okay, so I think to the bigger question, maybe Stephen or Leah, in this chart, if we walk through what has changed, I think I know, but I'm not sure if I'm sure. What's changed from what everybody saw 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, sure. Well, I'll start off and then Stephen will chime in. So, as Mike alluded to, the charts that we have in the packet today incorporate.
Lee, if you can bring your microphone, hard to hear,
closer
folks.
To me.
Yes, perfect. Thank you.
Okay, so these charts incorporate the three decisions that were made at the last meeting, and again, just generally, it's the use of the three-year average of the PLS with the adjustment for the, for courts that have over 50% of the workforce in state government, we use a combination and average of the local and state government. It includes what we call the allotment floor, so that it's the recognition that courts with fewer than 50 FTE may need a base funding amount that's higher than what their BLS adjustment may adjust. And then finally, it implements the funding floor for the smallest courts. The hard floor that this year is $750,000, and then the graduated funding floor that assists courts up to the approximately 1.875 million level. And I, you know, the one thing I want to add is that the charts will be rerun, I think, in April. And the big element that these charts do not reflect yet is the most recent 3-year average of filings data. And so there'll be some updates at tomorrow's SEAC meeting about the status of some of the updates that we've been working on to get the more fine-grained filings data from some of the courts that report via the portal. So this should be seen as an interim update, but not the final update that the allocations would be based on. We've had many inquiries from courts who want to know what the possible impact might be at this point of the $100 million for planning purposes. That's why we produced the charts, but they are not the final ones.
I just want to, real quick, on that point, just to really reinforce it. So if you're looking at your court and you look at your filings from fiscal year 12-13, you know, that's what's going to be added into this cycle. That's what still needs to be added. And so what you'll lose is 9-10? Yes. So your 9-10 filings will go out of the model, and your 12-13 filings will come into the model, right? So in this interim right now, it's really trying to assess for yourself, do you think that your filings were going down more than everybody else statewide or up more than everybody else statewide by case type? And the case, you know, so there will be some changes that occur when they load that in. I don't think anybody knows what they are yet because they haven't been done, but things will fluctuate some.
Yeah, one other thing to note, so that if we call this version 2, and version 1 was what was handed out a couple of weeks ago, the other difference is that this assumes that none of the Cluster 1 courts are exempt from a reallocation of the historical funding. They're exempt this year. So assuming that you just pass that recommendation, that takes that into consideration. So the only change that we would expect in version 3, which would probably be the last version, is what Jake mentioned, is just the updating of the filings. So it'll be filings from 10-11 through 12-13 to determine workload need.
Would anyone like them to walk through the columns and explain what we're looking at here? Could one of you take to do that?
Sure. So unfortunately, the first column is blank, so the column to the left of A, so we'll just call that the blank column. What the council approved and what the advisory committee recommended is that the WAFM would be phased in over 5 years. So for this year, it was 10% of historical funding would be reallocated based on WAFM. For 14-15, it would go up to 15%. So what happens in the first column, we do the 15% of historical funding. And again, the Cluster 1 courts are not exempt from that. They were exempt this year. And that's just if we were to have started from scratch. And in the second column, column A, is just a reversal. Just take away what was done this year. So really, when you add those two columns together, the blank column and then the column A, that's really the net change, the 5%. Reallocated according to WAFM, the new WAFM that's been updated. So that's, and that would happen even if there was no new funding. So that was scheduled to happen regardless. Columns B and C is not the historical funding, but it was a new funding received this year. So that also has to be reallocated because every year this funding is reallocated given the update to the WAFM. And so column B is a reallocation of the $60 million using the new WAFM percentages, each court's new percentage, new share. And then we reverse or take away what happened last year. So the net between those two columns, that when you add them together, is a net change due to the change in WAFM. And that $60 million is not part of the historical base.
Can I add something here?
Sure.
So when we talk about the change in WAFM, what that refers to is that when you put the new filings data into the model, the final result is that all 58 courts have a proportional share of workload-based need. And so every year that changes with new filings data. So, for example, a court that has, let's just say, 2% of the overall statewide need, that was their share in 13-14, based on changes in filings data and then the resulting change in FTE need and then how that's converted to dollars, that percentage share might adjust upwards or downwards. So that's when we talk about your new WAFM share or updated WAFM, that is the part that's changing.
Just an example on that help. So I'll pick it on myself. If you go to Placer, which is about, I don't know, seven or eight lines up from the bottom of that page, and you go three columns in, which is the 60 million, what's labeled column B, the net reallocation of 60 million. For us, that's 572,000. Mm-hmm. But then they have to, because that's our share now. But if you look at the column to the right of that, it was actually higher. It was 609,000. So in the current year, this year, our share of 60 million was 609,000. But whatever happened in our average filings by adding a new year reduced our relative share of workload, and so we actually get less of that 60 million than we had previously, right? So it sort of rebalances it each year a little bit.
Yes, retroactively affects your previous allocation?
No, it doesn't. Our allocation this year stays the same. It's just changing what your allocation will be in the next year.
You know, it might be helpful. Why don't you just pick one of these courts and tell us what's happening with that court?
That's true.
I'm really losing what this adding and subtracting accomplishes. You just go by column. Pick any court you want.
So if I can just say generally what, and it is, yeah, we've tried to lay it out so that you can see what happens, and I understand that it seems like an artifice to talk about adding and subtracting. What we're generally trying to accomplish here is to implement the second year of WAFM, and to implement the second year, we have to undo what was done in year one. And then implement year two.
Yeah.
And
then
do
you
it
do
over
it all
again.
Over again with the new data.
And do it all over again. Yeah. Yep.
For that next year. You're not doing anything to the current numbers.
Changes.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. I can see that.
So okay, sure. Do you want to take a court
so
and walk
base,
through it?
So your base changes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's take
the top.
Or Alameda is at the top.
Okay.
Alameda? Okay. Let's take Alameda. So we'll start with the blank column, and their number is 2.2 million. So that so based on the updated WAFM, based on we're going to reallocate 15% of court's historical base allocation. Alameda would have their funding reduced by 2.2 million because their proportion, the funding need, is less than what their actual share of historical base funding. So they would get money taken away from them at the 15% level. So what happened last year is that we took away $1.3 million. So really, the net effect for them is that their increase of their taking the additional 5% reduction is going to be about $900,000. So for Alameda, this year we reduced their funding by $1.2 million because at the 10%. For 14-15, we're projected to increase that reduction by another $900,000, which is about right? $900,000 is about 50% of 1.2 million, or approximately. So the net effect of that is the 15%
adjustment
for 14-15. Any questions about that?
Yeah, why are you talking about 10%? The first column is 15%. The second is 10%.
Right.
10% was the first year's planned implementation.
Okay.
So we undo that so then we can do it now on the second year implementation, which is 15% of the base historical funding being reallocated based on WAFM. It resets you for the new year under the new data that goes into the model.
Yes, Michael, can I say this? In essence, what we're not doing is going 10% plus 15% plus. We're starting over again every fiscal year, right? Yeah. We're not building on top of the new fiscal year.
Right.
That's okay. Exactly right.
Yeah. It's not – that would – yeah. That's all I'll say. Yes. Rick, yes.
And it sounds like kind of what we might be all suffering from is the fact that our historical percentage has always been constant every year. And we're not used to that formula changing every year now based upon the changes in filings.
Yeah, now we have.
So you have to reverse what happened last year.
Right.
The formula is a little bit different.
Right. The data that – the formula is the same. The inputs to the formula have been updated. Well, the data points
and
newer. Right. Right. Because your workload has changed year to year, and therefore your share relative to everybody else changes.
Right.
Anybody else have any questions before we move on to column B and C?
You want to do that?
So Yeah, and let's just reiterate, the decision rule for year two in that was decided upon last year was that in year two, 15% of the base allocation, catch me if I'm wrong here, 15% of the base would be allocated according to the WAFM proportions. And then the second part of the rule, which we'll talk a little bit further to write, is that any new money is allocated. New money is allocated 100% according to WAFM, and then an equivalent share, so a match, is taken from the base allocation and also reallocated according to WAFM. So those are the two components that are happening.
All right, so we can move to the columns B and C. So this year, courts received $60 million in new funding, and that was allocated to all courts, even Cluster 1 courts, based on WAFM. However, the Cluster 1 courts were not subject to the reallocation of the historical $60 million because what the council proves that any new funding would be allocated based on WAFM, and then a similar amount of historical base funding would also be reallocated based on WAFM. And so column B, similar to what we did for the blank column in column A, is that we reallocate the $60 million using the new updated WAFM numbers. And then in column C, we reverse what courts received in this year. So you get the net change for 14-15. And for most courts, you'll see it's relatively the same. There's really not a huge difference because the WAFM percent for the courts where the WAFM percentage didn't change very much. The only difference you're going to see is for the Cluster 1 courts. Since they were excluded, they're going to have a bigger change in their number. And so from the blank column A and then B and C, those would happen regardless if there's any new funding or not. That was just going to be scheduled to happen based on the council action. Columns D and E is the allocation of the new funding that we're expecting. That's been being proposed by the governor in his January budget. We're hoping maybe $291 million. That was the other scenario that was presented in the version 1. So the new money, column D, that each court's new WAFM percentage, they get a share of the $100 million. So for Alameda, their WAFM percentage now is about 3.8%. So they get 3.8% of $100 million. They get $3.8 million in new funding. However, there's going to be reallocation of the $100 million historical. And so because Alameda's need is less than what their actual historical share is, they lose money. So the net of that is that they gain about $2.8 million, even after the reallocation of the old historical base. Any questions so far? So what those numbers reflect are the decisions to use a three-year BLSF average to use whether either the local or a combination of the local or state government average salary in terms of the computation of need, and also the FTE allotment floor. So for those courts that have less than 50 FTEs, there are some adjustments made to give additional funding. So that's all incorporated into the first columns all the way through E. Now let's turn to the absolute and the graduated funding floor. That's the adjustments related to those decisions, those recommendations can be found in column F.
And that was what we discussed 2 weeks ago at the committee in terms of adopting this graduated floor.
Right. So the absolute floor is that all courts, if their funding need was less than $750,000, would get funded at $750,000. If their funding need was above $750,000 but less than, I think, $2.2 million or so, there's three tiers where they could be considered for additional funding based on their floor. But there was also a cap. So courts could not get more than 10% of their actual base versus if that exceeded the floor. That was less than the floor. So that there was a cap to that. So after all those adjustments, we can show you the details later. But for all the courts that would get additional monies due to the floor, the amount was $715,000, and then all the other courts, because the amount of funding is fixed, would have to contribute to that to those courts that receive money due to the floor adjustments. Let's just look at Ella. So any court that got a negative did not get any monies related to the floor. Only the courts with a positive number there. And let's look at Alpine. So Alpine received $246,000, and that's largely because their actual funding level right now is about $500,000. Because they get the floor of $750,000, they get an additional $250,000. And the only other court that received the floor of $750,000, was it Sierra?
Sierra.
So if you go down to Sierra, you'll see that in column G, they get an adjustment of $277,000. That's because their current funding level is about $480,000. So we're going to give them an additional 277 to get them to the $750,000 level. For all the other courts that received some funding, they were all capped. No one got to the absolute, the graduate floor because of the 10% cap rule that you've endorsed and recommended to the council. So they got a slight adjustment to their, about a 10% adjustment to their current base allocation. So when you add columns F and column G, that's the current estimated adjustment that courts will receive to their current base allocation this year. And you'll see that the total statewide increase is $100 million. And that's the new funding that we're expecting to receive for next year.
Questions? You want them to go into the detail behind all this next?
So I have a quick,
I just have a quick question.
Yep.
Is this linear? If we get 200 million, does that double what each court share is in the column H?
Wouldn't it? For the most part, I think it's linear, except for the floor.
Yeah, some courts would no longer need the floor at 200 million, so it's not exactly linear.
So except for a few hundred thousand dollars of adjustments,
he's got it.
It's close enough.
Yeah.
To call it linear.
We could call it.
Okay, thanks.
And then real quickly, there was a question that came up before that Judge Good had asked twice, and I didn't have a good answer for it either time, which was, well, if someone doesn't get a portion of the floor, in our original spreadsheets we were looking at, some courts would get money even though they should have been contributing money. And it must have been an error in that original spreadsheet, because now when it's run, that doesn't appear anymore. So there was something going on in the initial spreadsheet we were using. So that issue has disappeared, which is good, because we couldn't really explain why that would happen anyway.
Judge Wesley?
I'll make a motion to approve it.
I don't think you have to. It's just informational at this point.
Did we vote on them? We did vote already on the...
I thought this was amended, so it doesn't have to be approved.
Didn't we vote on
it? We voted on including now... What Jake had presented originally was a motion, or not a motion, but the idea that we had to adopt including Cluster 1 courts in 14-15, and we did that initially... and I believe, I can't remember who moved and seconded, but we already took a vote on that particular issue. This is now reflecting the adoption of what was done last 2 weeks ago.
I did a good job. I like it.
I think that's all of the issues related to that particular topic. So we've taken the action to recommend to the council that the WAFM be applied to Cluster 1 courts now that we have the new methodology that for them with the funding floor. I think that our work is done on that. So I think in terms of the agenda items, we've completed them all, which is good, with some time to spare.